Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Syrian regime aircraft reportedly violated the month-long cessation of hostilities by bombing the Deir al-Asafir district in southeast Damascus. More than 30 people, including women and children, were killed and dozens were injured. The United States is appalled by aerial strikes of March 31st on a school and hospital in the Damascus suburb. We condemn in the strongest terms any such attacks directed at civilians, said U.S. State Department spokesperson John Kirby. France also condemned the attack, saying it violated the truce. This abject act is designed to terrorize the Syrian people and sap efforts by the international community to find a political solution, said French Foreign Ministry spokesperson Romain Nadal. In joining the cessation of hostilities, the Syrian regime committed to full implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 2254, which called for an immediate end to any attacks against civilians and for all parties to comply with their obligations under international law. The United States calls for any attacks directed at civilians to stop immediately. As the U.S. continues to support UN-led negotiations towards a political transition that can end the Syrian conflict, we reiterate, said spokesperson Kirby, the need for all parties to the cessation of hostilities to comply with the terms and to observe international law.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.